Yeah, we have no, in our county, we have no hammer. We have so many cities that, you know, are making all the requirements on these engineers, and then the maps get filed according to their requirements. The only the unincorporated part of the county is just that we could have a hammer.
If you're going to require that they give you files, you're going to have to require specific standards and formats.
So before we start talking about tax rate areas, we do have to cover that last bit of business. Again, San Bernardino County is conference for 2017. We already have that set up, yeah. But we didn't officially make Brett, and I assume Brett wants to be vice president this year before he becomes president for 2017. So do I have, you can nominate yourselves, or...
I make a motion where there's only one candidate that we vote him in by acclamation.
Okay.
I second the motion.
You second the motion? Okay. So.
That means he is.
Okay. All right. So Brett Kessler, Gara, did you have a question?
No.
Okay.
Just pronounce Kessler.
Kessler. Brett. I'm sorry. Okay. Vice president for this coming year in January, and then like that Sonoma next year, San Bernardino, and then Placer County. Okay. So so did we officially have a motion to adopt, and okay, congratulations, Brett.
Thank you.
All right.
Very excited.
So we're going to quickly talk about tax rate areas. I know it's one of the biggest time-consuming functions of my job at tax rate area season. And I don't know how other people do it because there's no book on this. So I made up my own ways. So I make up my own little database, and I've been working on it for years, and every year I just copy the structure from one table to another. I start with, okay, so this database only goes back to 2013. By the way, just by a show of hands, who manages the tax rate areas? Do you all have that function? Everybody does. So what I do is make a list of my change notices. So back in 2013, we only had three. That was a good year. And then I keep track of my TRAs. I count the parcels for each notice with the BOE file number, the intent reason. I leave a note for myself whether or not I updated the GIS layer. Then I have to make a note whether I added a TRA or deleted a TRA. And I just do that every year and make my list. Do other people do things like this?
Yeah.
No, I'm the only one. Okay.
I do.
Yeah. So I do a comparison. I take my list of parcels out of GIS, bring them in here, do a comparison between my property system data and my GIS data, and see where things could be different, and check into those. I take all the tables that we get from the BOE, I bring them in here, and then distribute them to our IT people that need to put them out on the web for the school district tables, and forward them to the other departments. And I find it a very convenient way to every year just keep going through the steps. What are the valid TRAs this year? Which ones have been added and deleted? What are my change notices this year? I make up a change notice when we're finding errors or splits or admin combines. And I just keep my running total. And I make sure that that is what is delivered to the auditor. We do have two people in the audience that are available to ask some questions, and maybe they could give us an update about what's the newest, latest, and greatest stuff going on in the tax area services section. Anna or Nicole, would you want to come up and talk? So this is Anna Price from the Tax Area Services section. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, good morning. I don't know if I've talked with any of you over the phone, but I'm Anna Price, and my colleague Nicole Smith is sitting over there in the corner. Well, you know, today I thought my supervisor was going to come up and talk, so I have nothing really prepared. I did jot down a few notes of some of what Julie told me. Surprise me. Hello. Okay, one of the things I'm going to talk about is our goals, and right now in TASC, we are trying out GIS a little bit with our tax area system in just a few counties. It's going okay. We're having issues with getting a parcel basin so we can trace our tax rate area lines, and that's kind of an issue. And then also we're looking at how we're going to create little maps for people who don't have GIS so they can still get what we send out now in PDF while we're using our AutoCAD. So we're kind of seeing how that goes. One of the issues, or I wouldn't say issues, one of the questions I have, and it's more directed towards you guys, so if you could let me know, is some of the counties, you guys are doing GIS already. And I know that some of you guys have tax rate area numbers, tax rate area numbers there already. I'm curious if where you get the TRA boundaries. Is it just from the assessor parcels? You know, how do you determine when they're cutting through streets? Do any of you know anything about your TRA layers with your GIS?
I know as far as annexations or detachments to special districts and maintenance districts that there's always a legal description that accompanies that, and we follow that. We're trying to get them to, because we review them beforehand, make sure that they're accurate. Try to get them to either take the whole street or for, you know, one way or the other, one side of the street or the other, so instead of going down the middle. It's kind of stupid, but yeah, we review the any kind of detachment, and then we have records of all the boundary or the maintenance districts and districts formations, and so we records on all those, and those all have new descriptions too.
Okay, so you do have a GIS TRA layer. Mm-hmm. So all the historical stuff, where did you get that from?
From the formation of the district itself or the service area.
So you went back to all your old files. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious if anyone just took from our AutoCAD files and used those. Yes.
Yes, we did that, and that was a big mistake.
Yeah, still cleaning it up.
Don't hold back, Jim.
I mean, this is a good opportunity for you guys just to give me all that feedback, because as I'm working on GIS stuff, and
we're encountering numerous locations where my guy just copied off of your latest TRA map, and you show it going down the center line of the road, but it's not. It should be on the 30-foot right-of-way.
Well, how do you know that?
Because we go back to some of our files and pull them out. It's usually when I get a LAFCO notice of proceeding, and I sit there and create the boundary and notice, there's a 30-foot gap in between the proposed territory and the existing TRA line. Well, that's when I get suspicious and go start pulling files and find out, where did we get this line from? Then I pull up the SBE map, and that's what the SBE map showed. So,
I've taken our parcels and did a dissolve based on TRA, and then I took the AutoCAD file that you guys provided and put it on top in ArcGIS, and then if there's any discrepancies on the other monitor, I'll pull up the PDF and bring up the GISB stuff that you used in the PDF and see what it's supposed to be. So that it's helpful when explaining to like our auditor what's going on and why, what is what. And, you know, we see some errors in there, some like clear stuff. That
okay, so when you guys are finding errors, are you contacting our office about it or just kind of sweeping it under the rug and going with what you have?
We contact. And,
depends on
you guys have gone back to us pretty good and agree with our changes.
They've always been very helpful. I usually send two or three errors a year, and they've always been very helpful about correcting them.
Okay. Yes.
We have all of the tax rate area information at Mono County stored in Megabyte. So with our export script every night, we can join that up, and then we also do a dissolve by attribute in the GIS. But I like I said, I'm still in the cleanup process. When I'm finished with the cleanup process for Mono County, I'll probably send you guys the clean data
for us to compare with what we have.
Correct.
Yeah. One of the issues we have in our office is a lot of our old paper maps were hand-drawn, some with very limited clarity, mm-hmm. and so interpretation going from that to digital created most of the errors. And it's not surprising that occasionally I do research on some of those areas that didn't match up, and I can go all the way back to the 1950s and find out that error's been there since the 1950s. Oh my gosh! Because usually the first place I look is our digitals, because our digitals are the most recently drawn maps. Old paper maps. So I want to apologize when there are errors, but it is my goal that eventually we'll get as close to what it should be, and hopefully in time our GIS will figure out the problem with loading these parcel bases as our tracing mechanism so that we can just have our TRA polygons available for you, so then, you know, all you have to do is check as annexations happen, do they get that correct, and then the rest you can just be confident with. Yes.
Another issue we have right now is back when you guys first converted all that stuff, we had a GIS data set at that time, and you guys, whoever was in there back then, asked for it. And we said, well, I'm a little reticent to give it to you because our data was originally created by a different agency in what they called the Valleywide GIS Project. And they put all that data in this arbitrary coordinate system. Well, we've since put it into the real coordinate system, you know, the state plane. But I believe what you guys have is still that old arbitrary coordinate system. So even if I were to export all my TRA lines and give it back to you guys, it's not even in the same coordinate system now.
Been finding some issues with coordinates, at least with the parcel base, and
but back then they were very persistent that they wanted that data, and so we gave it to them. But we thought, I knew at the time that it was going to become a problem in the future if we ever wanted to be able to share data back and forth later.
At the speed of state service, it'll be much, much later, unfortunately. I mean, when we're creating the TRA lines, we have very limited staff, and only a few of us are really good at the research portion of it. And, you know, catching that and being able to pull for 58 counties, it's, you know, there's only 8 employees, 3 research analysts, 2s, I think 4 research analysts, 2s. 2 of them are pretty new to the position. One's been doing wonderful research for many, many years. The other one's kind of still trying to get it. So there's only 3 of us who are really good at the research portion, and you can understand that's just a lot of work. So we're trying to get there. The way we've been processing our GIS layers is I'm taking an AutoCAD as just a polygon and using the trace function over whatever the parcel bases that we use. And some of the parcels and the counties have been updated from what we have. And so there's always going to be those errors. And at some point, maybe 10 years down the road, the state will be ready to talk with you guys on how we want to resolve that. But I just kind of wanted to let you guys get an idea of where we are with our GIS. And I'm wanted to hear from you where you're getting your TRA layers. That way, when I see that a county has their TRA layers and I'm bringing it in and comparing it with our data, if there is a just, what some of you said, just kind of a merge, and then the street lines are just kind of, you know, whatever. I don't know how you guys said you got it after you do the merge on parcels. But with the street lines, for us, it's a little bit more important to try and keep it consistent with our old maps. And so when I'm getting those and they're not lining up, I need to know, did the county put in more effort to finding where this line should go? Because they can do that. They're only focused on their county. Can I trust their work over ours and kind of go with that? Or do I need to go back and research and see what we have on file? Because there are occasions where there's updates to maps. They file with one of us and not the other. So one is one by the older information, and the other might have newer information, and there's always been that out of sync, because not everyone wants to contact us and say, hey, you guys got this wrong. Some people are like, oh, the state, they always get things wrong, so don't even bother. And others are like, no, we've got to be on the same page. So, I mean, there's those issues too in our maps, and I just want you guys to understand that. I do find it. So never be afraid or hesitant to call us. It's a lot easier to look at one small area that's pointed out to us than for us to go in and pull up small files from microfiche, microfilm that are hard to read, and you know what overlaps occurred. You know, were there splits that were missed from that in the roadways, most often missed roadways? Are they more worth the investigation? So there's all these other things that go with that. But I mean, eventually, I want us to be able to share one day that we're, one of us can drop too much concern. And I mean, you guys may still want to keep your TRAs and maintain it, and then just, you know, when it doesn't match with ours, then that's when you'll let us know. But the idea is that, you know, we'll be more on the same page eventually in 10 years or more.
Yes. You mentioned that you're doing using GIS on a few counties.
Just
can you mention the ones you're working on?
You know what? See, that's why I'm not prepared. I can't remember off the top of my head. No.
I think in 2005, I'm not sure if they requested our base map, or we just gave it to them. Now all of, you know, at one time we would get the arbitrary TRA, you know, it's not really an accordance system, but now it's right there on top of our base map. The only thing is it's our 2005 base map, there's a fair amount of interpretation, like you said, certainly looking at the old lines and looking at the new lines.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, but I had a question about interpretation. One of my biggest problems is all the building and road realignments and freeway realignments that are going on in El Dorado Hills. And originally the TRA was meant to go down the center of that road. Well, they realigned the road. So now somebody's parcel is in that TRA. How am I supposed to reconcile that?
That's the hard part in our office too, because if the road just moves slightly, we assume the district boundary, for the most part, means to the center line road, if it's just slightly. But if it's significant, I can get this big road that goes around, but the old one used to go straight through down the old line, then we leave the old line that went straight through until the districts let us know, hey, shift the lines, here's the money, do the map work.
Okay, so the district would let you know.
Yes, but some of the easements are very small, like we'll get city boundaries, because, you know, we mostly had our old maps, or we have older parcel maps. If we are doing our AutoCAD city boundaries, some of the counties make it so particular. I mean, little nooks and crannies along the highway, and we just cannot physically map that. It doesn't make sense to show it, the little cuts that occur for the TRA. And then you know, we try not to do that with city lines, because they're pretty important. But on something like that, it's not going to be super, super accurate on our end, because either we can't do it on that, we can't show that kind of detail on our paper maps, because we still have a few counties in paper map, or the digital base we're working from for our AutoCAD maps doesn't show those nooks and crannies. So, you know, there's some of those that is probably never going to be perfect. I don't know if you guys have the same type of issue, but with the TRA system, with the splits and whatnot, they're not going to be 100% perfect, but we try to get at least the best interpretation. So I know there's a question back there. Does anyone still have a question? No, it was much earlier, but I just wanted to give you that opportunity.
I guess you mentioned the realigned roads. Is realigned, you know, by say, you know, and that's on a survey or something like that, then Yeah, usually when we're I guess, and I just started reviewing these legal descriptions, but there's a list of stuff that we're looking for when the applicant surveyor provides the, you know, during the LAFCO process. And I guess one of the things is tying to records of surveys to make sense of that. So.
And I don't know if you all noticed that Grant Mulligan yesterday, when he was doing his parcel request presentation, he said that he was going to put TRA lines up. And I was just kind of, where are you going to get those? Are you going to get them from the state or from the county?
Yeah, you got to wonder.
And then I don't know about the rest of you also, but where I applied Section 606 to bend the TRA around the smaller portion.
Yeah. I mean, on our method, we don't usually show it.
Wouldn't show that. That's not the legal line. But certainly for assessment purposes, I draw a call.
See, but that's the funny thing, because tax rate areas is for assessment purposes and showing where the taxes are. So I like when that happens. I would like there to be some kind of law that says we can go along with what the county is showing, but there isn't that. So sometimes you'll have along a section line where there's new developments, and you'll have all these little triangles, because we can't legally change that line unless the district says, please do. And I try to work with districts sometimes and give them like a really small charge of $300 just for that simple mapping fee, instead of what it would accumulate to if they actually did it per area, per acreage. So, you know, we try to make it work for everyone as best we can.
That's why, from our perspective, we have to work with two different versions of TRA, the actual and the effective.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I do too.
I'm not sure what that means.
That means there's certain parcels that are going to lie within two TRA districts, but we can only assign it to one or the other. So that for us creates an effective TRA line, because we're going to put that parcel, we're going to pick which side to put it on.
Okay.
So that's an effective TRA, but the actual goes right through the middle of the parcel.
That's good for me to know. Now I know something. Thank you.
And that happens a lot when you have a TRA line going through a big empty field, but then the empty field becomes a whole subdivision.
Were there any other questions? I just wanted to leave with a couple other little topics to kind of think about. Okay. So one of the things I know comes up sometimes is consolidations. I don't know how active the assessor's office is with those other than the mapping. If you find out that your county is interested in consolidating, it's usually from the auditor's side. And you have mapping concerns, because some counties still, I've learned the hard way, still do it very old school, and it took a lot of time. I can't remember the county. But I don't want that to ever happen again. So if your county starts talking about consolidations and you have a real mapping concern, just call me first. So I have that as a heads up, and then I can talk with the auditors and say, no, we're going to have to break this down into smaller pieces. And it just lets me know ahead of time. So, I mean, sometimes the auditor will let me know, but, you know, it doesn't hurt just to give me a phone call. Yes?
Are you talking about the look-alike tax rate area consolidation?
Yes. So just a heads up on that. I also want to let you know that when we do our research, and I think I mentioned it just lightly a little bit about finding where our tiering lines go. A lot of our data, at least with filings, we have recorded data on our microfilm from around the 1930s, early 1930s. Some of those are pretty legible, some aren't. But when we do our research, we do refer to those. And I just wanted to let you know that we do have data going back that far. But as far as our tax rate area maps, the oldest we have on file where we have our hand-drawn maps is about the 1950s. So when there were annexations, detachments, prior to the 1950s, it's really hard for us to tell, you know, if there was a mistake made in mapping or not, because we just don't have those old tax maps to look at. So, and we also have our... it may not apply to you as much, more the auditors, but our TRA code charts are also from about the 1950s. So that just gives us whatever the TRA was at the time for that polygon and all the districts that were within it. So just so you know, if you need some really old data, I do get calls on occasion going, oh, thank you, thank you. So I, you know, use this as a resource for that if you don't already have access to some of your old files. Yeah, you have another question?
Any thoughts or progress on requiring a subdivision to go through district change before it can be recorded?
No, honestly, I've never had an opportunity to work with any kind of legislation. So I leave that up to the supervisor when he feels that needs to be implemented and just kind of, if I'm asked to do research or anything, that's when I would try doing that. But right now, it's just very foreign to me. I know there is probably a need for that because it just makes life easier for everyone. And we could probably even drop the fee if it's just like a boundary adjustment for a reasonable purpose like that. It makes sense. There's very little mapping. No one will have a headache about, you know, the effective TRA versus the actual TRA.
Well, mine would be going through the whole after process to change the district boundaries, yeah, so that it goes around the subdivisions.
That's something, you know, to definitely, I can think about, I can bring that up to my supervisor, that something that you guys would like to see and see where he goes with it. Okay, any other questions? Okay.
I just had a blanket question. How many other counties actually have donuts or holes in their tax rate areas, or is Mono County like that messed up?
Well, I know from the TRA side, I see them. At some point, I know at least for the counties that I review, I would like to, you know, have time to go in and investigate where I see them, because, you know, again, there's so many counties. I think I'm in charge of about 6 for review. And they're the larger counties, San Bernardino, Orange, Riverside. So it's like, you know, when I see them bright, when I'm going through something, I'll flag it. And then as I have time, I'll go in and investigate. Sometimes they're legitimate because the county or whoever filed with us in whatever district truly called out, like either the north part of the line, the south part of the line, but never in between. And it's like, well, I know what the intent is, but because our recorded documents don't specify the intent, I feel really uncomfortable about just changing it. It's hard, you know, to want to make that change. But if it's something that's pretty obvious that we made a mistake, it's like, oh, we've got to fix this. But
well,
I don't know.
It's Southern Mono County. I don't know if they're, I haven't dove into them that much. I don't know if they're legal or just somebody decided to say, oh, let's throw this in this tax rate area, and it's like, okay, well, I don't get that. I mean, another issue is we have one tax rate area where on the north side of Mono Lake, where along the tax rate area does go along the center line of State Highway 167, and the houses south of the state highway get 10-minute fire response from Lee Vining, but the houses on the north side of the highway have a 30-minute wait time because the fire department has to come from Bridgeport. So it's like, okay, we gotta figure something out, because it's like that's either unusual or somebody back in the day really screwed something up.
Yeah, it could be. You know, when you find things like that, give us a call. I mean, we may not be able to get to it during our change season. You might have to wait till the summer when things slow down for us. But it's just too hard for the few of us to go into detail with every single county, all the filings. It's easier when you guys say, hey, ooh, I found this. It doesn't look right. Take a look and tell me what you think. If the reviewer you're working with just doesn't seem to understand very well, call me. Because I love research. I really do. I'm one of the few that says, oh, yay, I've got research. So, yeah. So if the person you're working with, because there's 3 other analysts other than Nikki and I that do review. Is that correct, Nikki? There's 5 of us that do review. Yeah. And, you know, a couple of them are kind of in the training phase and they may not be as quick to understand what you're asking. So you could just say, okay, that's all right. I'll call Anne-Marie and they'll be like, oh, thank you. And then, of course, I talked to them afterwards when I did get those calls. Like, look, this is what they were saying. And, you know, I remind them, we're asking the right questions because you guys weren't getting on the same page. So I do some training that way. So don't feel bad when you have to take it to me. I love research. And I love to get the TRA system right. That is my pride and joy right now.
All right.
right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Anna. That was really helpful. So next, I was teasing Garo that we saved the best for last.